Gary Thompson and Randy Abrams for the Malware Report. Randy, I understand we have a guest today, Chris Metcalf, Vice President of Total Tech. Chris, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much for having me.
Can you give us a little bit of an idea about Total Tech, what you do and how you do it?
Absolutely. Total Tech is a network and security solutions provider focusing on software and related services for network security, areas such as antivirus, web and content filtering, leak protection, threat appliances, and so forth. Been in business for about 3.5 years, and we have about 400 plus customers, and focus primarily in the Southern California and Southwest region.
Well, thank you very much for filling us in. This is Randy Abrams. So, Chris, what are some of the most significant security concerns that your customers have today?
Good question. I think that customers, while they still feel that what they would call a traditional virus, viruses are concerns for them, they're really looking at things such as phishing scams, keyloggers, spyware, and malicious websites. So really kind of social engineering threats that the typical employee can get themselves involved in unbeknownst to them and could potentially expose information assets of the company to someone outside the company without their knowledge.
Right. Social engineering's become a really huge problem. So in addition to the other types of security problems, this one's really difficult to address without significant education. So what are your customers doing to try to solve these problems?
So our customers are focused on software and service solutions that will help them address the social engineering issues. While we encourage education for their employees, education alone won't do it. They're trying to provide a productive environment for employees, really without placing the assets of the company at risk. And so they're focusing on, obviously, traditional antivirus solutions that address web and security filtering. So the ability to manage websites that their employees can access and to make sure that they can block the websites that potentially are phishing or spyware related or those malicious websites which could potentially download keyloggers to their systems.
Okay. Is there any advice you can give our listeners about improving their security or training their staff to keep abreast of the latest malware problems and solutions?
The advice is there are some excellent information sources out there, and many of them come from companies which provide these types of solutions. So many companies have their own security labs endeavors where they update the IT staff of the latest threats and issues. I highly recommend those. They're self-serving in that they market the product for the company, but they're also very current and very interesting. Also, sites like CNET and Tech Republic provide great information as well.
Yeah, I often tell people when they say, well, education's expensive, that when you're using the software is a tool. And if people don't understand how to most appropriately use their tools, then your tool becomes very expensive because you paid for something that you're not getting the full value out of. So do you offer educational courses to your customers as well, or do you send them towards other places for that kind of thing?
Actually, we do offer educational programs. With some of our partners, we have become authorized training facilities for them, and as part of that formalized program, we do regularly scheduled training sessions where we invite customers to come in, learn more about the product, and have an in-depth understanding of the capabilities and uses of the product to make sure that it's fully enforced, because the goal there is to, whenever possible, set it and forget it and be able to set something up with the highest level of security capabilities and then move on to their next project and their next issue.
So it sounds to me like Total Tech is really trying to take a more holistic approach towards security than simply, here are your tools, go ahead and use them.
Yeah, and that's true. So it has to include, not only are we're not really focused on specifically selling only products and only, let's say, point products. Our advice to customers is what may sound like a message that you've heard for a few years, is layered security, so that you need to have firewalls, you need to have antivirus, you need to have web filtering, you need to look at data leak protection to make sure that information is not leaving the company without your knowledge. But all of this, the individuals within the staff that are responsible for managing these products must be trained, and they also must enlighten and train their employees to the greatest extent possible about the issues of social engineering and other critical issues today.
So what was the most significant problem that your customers faced last year, like phishing, malware, zero-day threats, Stormworm, you know, things like that?
Right, right. I would have to say it's the web-based threats, so malicious websites, you know, where images can be hacked and access to those images can download a keylogger onto a desktop. Phishing threats as well, where they seem to have moved beyond an attempt to get personal information from an individual to an attempt to steal corporate information. We actually had, if I might, one customer that was a private equity company that exposed some of their proprietary internal financial research to sources outside the company. They discovered this. It came through a web-based threat, and as a result of that, we consulted with them and put in place a web security software application, and are now working with them on another solution that's going to identify their information sources within the company and make sure that that information is not exposed in the future.
Sounds like you work with a lot of very interesting technologies. I know that ESET's NUD 32 antivirus and smart security are a product that you recommend to your customers. We're about out of time for this podcast, but I was hoping maybe we could convince you to come back for another one sometime soon.
Absolutely, Randy. It's been my pleasure.
Well, terrific. Great. Thank you very much, Randy, as always. And Chris, look forward to having you back on the show. This has been Gary Thompson, Randy Abrams, and Chris Metcalf for the Malware Report.